about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City in Sayre, Oklahoma. Happy Monday, everybody. I hope you had a great weekend. I was busy all weekend. It's that time of the year. Everybody's busy out on the farm or the ranch. Let's check out some temperatures real quick around the listening area. 82 degrees at Beavers, 80 degrees at Cherokee, 78 at Putnam, 78 at Arnett, 79 at Eric, 77 at Hollis, Hobart, you're 82, and Tipton, you're 81 degrees out here in the panhandle of Texas. Lipscomb, 79, 78 at Miami, 78 at Dozer, 76 at Wellington, 81 at Childress, and 81 at Odell. Looks like, looking at the Long Ranger, everybody, we got some low to mid 80s all the way into next week. Hopefully we get some rain showers sometime between then. Nothing really on the Long Ranger that I've seen of that's worth talking about. And keep an eye out for the army worms. Full moon will be coming up here, in about a week, 10 days. And you know what they say, when we get the full moon, we the army worms hatch, and it's time to get after it. Let's see. Nothing exciting going on around my place. Just the same old, not the same old stuff, but I crimped down 130 acres of Sudan grass on my wheat ground this weekend. Going to let it dry out a couple weeks and then no-till some triticale and some barley and maybe some rye going on. What else got going on? Watering the peanuts, I hope, for the last time. So the digging will go easy. I'm going to start digging next week. I think a bunch of people's going to start digging next week. Peanuts look good in our area, and a lot of people sowing wheat. I seen some people turn out on some wheat pasture last Friday, and the wheat's looking good. But we could use a shower right now. It really helped things out a lot. Cattle market's still pretty good. Today is the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association happy hour. I got a question for you, and I got a brand new Oklahoma, what is it called? Well, I know what it's called, Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, a Legacy Scully cap. If you're watching on Facebook, I'll show it to you. It's a really nice hat. And today's question, it's not even a question, it's more of an opinion. And I'll take number 7. And I won't mention your name, but send your name in for me so I know who to write on the cap, who the winner is. I've always wondered this. I kind of know why. But just curious, guess it is a question, just curious why you would sort the calves off the cows in the lot and not the cows off of the calves. Why do you do it that way? And so just curious, why would you sort the calves off the cows and not the cows off the calves? That is the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association question of the day. Like I said, I'll take number 7. Text in here to the Fowler Agency text line at 580-225-9697. Okay, let's see what happened overnight in our big old world of agriculture. At 6:30 this morning, December corn was down 2.5 cents at 419 a bushel. November soybeans were 3.75 down at 1010 per bushel. December soy meal was $2.30 stronger to $276.90 a short ton. And December soy oil dropped 0.39 cents to 49.8 cents a pound. December wheat markets were slightly up in the early morning. Chicago Board of Trade was up 0.5 cents to 5.20 1/4 a bushel. Kansas City increased 0.5 cents to 5.06 per bushel. Minneapolis wheat was unchanged at $5.51 per bushel. Corn and soybeans are starting the week's trade under pressure while wheat is posting gains. Carl Seitzer, partner with Consus Ag Consulting, said an active week of harvest activity and limited fresh news is weighing on corn and soybeans, as are expectations for a neutral quarterly stocks report, which comes out tomorrow. Mixed yield reports are putting a floor under the market as it's renewed export interest. In case you missed it, last week, agriculture.com has a story covering how a majority of November through December soybean sales from Argentina went to China. Around 40 Argentina soybean cargoes were registered for export in November and December during this week's export tax suspension headed to China. Two traders told Rutgers that in purchases that directly eat into the prime U.S. marketing season, a total of 2.66 million tons of soybeans were registered for November and December, accounting for more than 50% of the 5.1 million tons of total volume booked for all months cited by Argentine officials during the tax-free window, the two Asian traders said on Friday. The buying frenzy by Chinese importers this week was a fresh blow for U.S. soybean farmers who have been shut out of exports to the top China market during the current harvest season as trade war tariffs make their soybeans prohibitively expensive for Chinese buyers. According to the National Weather Service, a dry and warm stretch continues in the Midwest and down in here in the Southern Plains. And says the region will have temperatures unseasonably higher due to strong ridge with no significant rainfall expected. Overnight lows will stay in the 50 to 60 range, degrees range. That's about it weather-wise. There's a lot going on the East Coast with the Imelda, the tropical storm, probably going to hammer on parts of the Carolinas and Virginia. Nothing big going on. I wanted to share this with you. Don't call your FSA office. Promise you. They already got you on the books. They'll have you come in and sign the paperwork or already sent you an email. I got mine Friday afternoon late. But I wanted to share this with you guys so you know it's coming up in case you haven't went in and signed up. But they will contact you. So please, please don't call your FSA office. The USDA is issuing a second Emergency Commodity Assistance Program, which is ECAP, payment for eligible producers for the 24 crop year. Of the authorized $10 billion in ECAP assistance, the USDA's Farm Service Agency has already provided over $8 billion in payments to eligible producers to mitigate the impacts of increased input costs and falling commodity prices. According to the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture, Brooke Rollins, she made that announcement Friday at the Ag Outlook Forum in Kansas City. Initial ECAP payments were factored by 85% to ensure the total program payments did not exceed $10 billion in available funding. Since additional funds remain, FSA is issuing a second payment, said Deputy Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation, Brooke Appleton. As producers continue to face market volatility and these payments, along with the entire suite of supplemental disaster assistance programs, will help producers navigate market uncertainty, pay down debt for the 24 crop year, and secure financing for the next crop year. Payments will automatically be made. Notice that I said automatically be made to eligible producers with approved ECAP applications who received an initial payment. That's what I'm saying. Don't call the FSA office. They already got you on the books and they'll let you know, or you'll just get a deal in the mail that says this has been deposited. So you will receive one lump sum payment authorized by the American Relief Act of 2025. This economic relief payments are based on planted and prevented planted acres for eligible commodities from last year, 2024. Sure. There you have it. I just wanted to pass that along with you. Okay, I got The McIntyre Red Angus Ranch is having their third annual fall event at the McIntyre Red Angus Ranch coming up a week from today at 1 o'clock in Sweetwater, America. And the McIntyres are going to join me later in the show. We're going to be talking about the bulls, and they think they got, what, I mean, I should have this memorized, 85 top shelf commercial Red Angus AI bred heifers be coming up. So if you need some Red Angus heifers, next Monday you need to be in Sweetwater, Oklahoma. Matter of fact, if I was going to ask them on the show, but I'll give you a hint, if they'll let me come out, I'll do my show out there next Monday, see what's going on, because the sale starts after my show. All right, let's go ahead and take an OCA break. When we come back, I'll have your Central Crop Care Ag Grain Market update to the minute. Be right back after this.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
You farmers like saving money on stuff you gotta have? You can save instantly when you buy two or more eligible Bridgestone or Firestone Ag tires at Blair Tire and Feed. Get $300 off all eligible AD2IF and VF radial tires and Bridgestone radials. Get $200 off all eligible non-AD2 radial tires. And get $25 off Destination Farm and Destination Turf. Blair Tire and Feed at the crossroads in Blair, Oklahoma. Save instantly on the tires you gotta have.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
Next spring, you'll fire up the tractor, turn the earth, plant the seed, and be on your way to another harvest. If you take care of your tractor right now, before you put it up, do the maintenance so you'll be ready to go next spring. Everything you need to keep your tractor performing is at Camrock Supply. All the grease and hydraulic fluids and filters. All the nuts and bolts. All the tire patches. All the stuff is at Camrock Supply. All of it. Next to Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City. When it's time, make sure your tractor is ready to go.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, September 19th. 1,996 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 403 brought 520. 12 at 504 brought 46. 14 at 577 brought 405. 8 at 696 brought 347. 54 at 795 brought 312. 7 at 796 brought 315. 11 head of heifers at 415 brought 420. 6 at 458 brought 420. 7 at 504 brought 407. 50, 15 at 600 brought 342.50, 5 at 619 brought 360, 3 at 742 brought 327.50, 4 at 830 brought 322.50, butcher cows were 40 to 170, butcher bulls brought 131 to 208, bred cows 700 to 3750, pairs 2800 to 4150. Elk City Livestock Auction 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6095.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, we're back, everybody. Got company in the studio now. We got husband and wife today, not kids involved. So we got the happy couple with us. Let's check out some weather up in northwestern Oklahoma. Arnett, 79, dew points 56, humidity's 45. The winds are out of the south at 8 miles an hour. 10-day total of rain, 6/100 of an inch, and 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature 73, sunset 7:28, 82 and mostly cloudy today, cloudy and 59 tonight. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and 84 degrees. All right, let's go ahead and check out the Central Crop Care grain market update. Hey, keep in mind, guys, Central Crop Care, they're down there at Hobart. He will travel. Number's 580-530-1032. He's in the Penny News. He does have a Facebook page. They do. And army worms, cotton, some cotton's getting ready to be defoliated. So all kinds of stuff going. He can hook you up. He's got two really nice John Deere sprayers to help you with your spraying needs. Right now, December corn's 422 unchanged. March is 438 unchanged. Soybeans for November, 1010. Down 3.5. January's 1029, down 3.75. Soybean meal, October, 269.20, up 40. December's up at $1.50 at 276.10. Soybean oil is for October, 49.18, down 42. Hard red winter wheat, December, 508, up 3.25. March is up 2.75 at 529. It looks like cattle are a little bit in the red, but not too bad. October lives are 231.05, down 75. December's 233.40, down 90. Feeder cattle, October 356.07, down 92. November 353.65, down 82. Lean hogs are in the red for October at 101.10, down 40. And December is 90.60, down 45 cents. That's what you got going there. Let's see. All right. Back to my question. Just curious, why would you sort the calves off the cow and not the cows off the calves when you're working calves? I got some answers in right now, and I'll give you until here in about 8 minutes, and we'll announce the winner. And the winner is going to get an Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Legacy Scully hat. Now, we got that going on. All right. Let's see here. One more thing before we get going. I announced this Friday, I'm going to announce it again, and this comes from Drovers. The USDA has no plans for financial incentives to rebuild cattle herds. So you might as well, if you're going to sell your heifers, go ahead and get them done. NCBA's Colin Woodall said the significant plan to help rebuild the American's cattle supply does not include currently a direct payment, but rather the possibility of regulations on some burdens they got. He said Woodall joined Farm Journal's Chip Flory on AgriTalk on September 25th. He was quick to dispel the idea of herd rebuilding or replacement heifers incentive program. There's no financial incentive program, and Secretary of Ag Rollins also said the same thing at the forum at Kansas City. Regardless of what you've heard or who you've heard it from, that program is not going to exist. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins mentioned a potentially incentive program in a news release on September 21st, and everybody's taking it. There was rumors out there retaining heifers, $1,000 per head. Some was up to $2,000, I heard. Talked to a buddy of mine in Washington, and he said they talked about it, and that's what all it was. And I have... my feelings on that deal is we don't need that. Let the cattle industry take care. We don't need the government involved on this deal. The herd will get rebuilt when it gets rebuilt. And plus, people would be keeping heifers that we don't need in our cow herd. We don't need that. In addition to the USDA, we'll soon release a significant plan to help rebuild the American cattle supplies, incentivizing our great ranchers and driving a full-scale revitalizing the American beef industry. Woodall explains how quickly the statement and the press release spread. Nothing. It was lit like grass fire. And I know my phone was blowing up last week. Have you heard anything? And I did, but it was a rumor. He points out while Rollins' team had been in contact with the NCBA about potential support for cattle producers, a direct financial incentive is not part of their current plans. You can never rule out what the federal government might do, but he emphasized that based on current conversations, no immediate program is forthcoming. So there you have it. It was just a rumor, and I told you guys that last week. So we don't, the cattle deal will take care of itself. It's good right now. I know our inputs are really high, but the prices for cattle right now is really nice, and I wish it stabilized so the market wouldn't be going up and down, but it's where it ought to stay right now. And because we get too much higher, it will, if it hasn't already, start affecting the consumer. And I've seen all kinds of stuff on social media about we can't even afford to go out and get a steak or whatever. So anyway, we'll get it all figured out. We don't need them boys in Washington helping us out any at all. Okay, we're going to go ahead and take a quick OCA break. When I get back, Crystal and Randy McIntyre in here, and they got their big sale coming up next Monday at 1 o'clock. And yes, I asked. Crystal said I can come do my show out there. So we're all good. So this ought to be good. And so we'll be right back after this break.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Valley Center pivots are the most durable and reliable you can find. But when you do need replacement parts, your operation deserves the best. Valley Genuine Parts. Knutson Irrigation has been serving growers since 1981, and their experienced service technicians stand behind every part in their fully stocked warehouse. They also service other pivot brands. So when you need fast service and reliable parts, you need Knutson Irrigation. Call them for service or visit KnutsonIrrigation.com for more info.
Kent Watkins here with SEI Agritech in Elk City, Oklahoma. It's time to plant your fall cover crops and set your fields up for success. We have the seed that you need to protect and enrich your soil all season long. And remember, we are a proud Livestock Nutrition Center authorized dealer. Feed that keeps your herd healthy and strong. Stop by or call us today and get everything you need. SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City, Oklahoma. And follow us on Facebook.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills, would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work, but yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hey, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
We feel like we want to be good stewards of our depositors' money. It's what keeps Community Bank going for as long as it has. This bank's seen it all. Starting 1901, you've seen a few droughts. You've seen some market crashes. Oil and gas come and go a few different times, you know, from the 50s to the 80s to the 20-teens. And we're here. We never sit there and go, oh man, I hope our doors are going to be open tomorrow. We're going to be there. There's no doubt in my mind. I'm Jason Redd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Your family is sitting around the supper table and something interesting happens. Just a few moments ago, there was lots of rustling and noises, and now nobody's saying a word. Everyone's too busy cutting up their steak and taking bites. Once in a while, someone says something about how good it tastes, but for the most part, everyone's pretty quiet. They're too busy chewing and swallowing and going back for another bite. The meat was processed exactly the way you wanted it, and all you had to do was tell us what you wanted. We processed your meat, to the exact specifications, and since we process the meat at your place, it was really simple for you. I'm Becky Brown, and my husband's Tony, and we're BT Butchers. It's a mobile meat processing shop. We come to you and make it easy as possible, the way you want it. The website is btbutchers.com. That's B as in Becky, T as in Tony, butchers.com. Remember, it's your meat and it feeds your family. You deserve to have it processed the way you want it.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. Here's your northwestern Oklahoma ag weather update for Arnett. 80 degrees, dew points 56, humidity 44. Winds are out of the south at 7 miles an hour and 6/100ths of an inch of rain. 73 for bare soil temperature, 728 sunset, 82 cloudy, 59 tonight cloudy, tomorrow 84 degrees. I just want to brag on a little buddy of mine from over there at Delhi, Mr. Brady Vaught. He came out Friday to get some corn from me for his deer feeders, and he made a drone of or some drone videos of me crimping my feed, and I'm going to post them on my page tonight when I get home. But if you guys ever need some drone footage, of you, if you just want something of you sowing wheat, plowing, working cattle, whatever, give old Brady a shout over there at Delhi. He's the sugar daddy's grandson, Brian Silk. So can't get a hold of him, get a hold of Brian. He'll get him in. He don't charge much. I traded him corn for deer corn for my footage, but he did a really good job. So I just wanted to give a shout out to Brady. In the studio with me right now is Mr. Randy and Mrs. Crystal McIntyre. Hello, guys. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Yep. How you guys been?
Good.
Are you ready?
You bet.
You ready? Are we going to have a Randy's Corner live on my show today?
Yes, so.
What do we want to talk about?
Whatever.
I got to brag on you guys. I mean, I followed you on Facebook for I don't know how long, but in the last 6 months to a year, you guys have changed your social media package, and you get an A+ from me that whoever's doing your drone footage and your social media, because I think when I joined, you had maybe a couple thousand followers, and if last time I looked, were you over 20,000 followers on Facebook now?
Over 21,000.
So yeah. Something's going good.
Yeah. Sarah Nicholson's doing it. And she
really?
She does a great job.
One of the Damrons?
Yep.
So they she's doing a good job. Oh, so yeah. I can tell you. I'm bragging on Sarah then.
She does a great job. We've had lots of compliments on it too. So there's been a lot of people that I've talked to all over, you know. Talked to a guy in Montana the other day that said he's been following us. And So
is you guys being the owner of McIntyre Red Angus Ranch, how important is social media to your business, and how important is your change that you've done with Sarah? Can you see the results yet? I mean, it's not even been a year, has it?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No.
So
be a year in March, I guess.
I guess we'll find out after the sale, huh?
Yeah.
Because we were gonna call her all last year and just do it tomorrow. And finally, we called and had her come out during our spring bull sale,
right?
And did footage that day of the bull sale, and then just went from there. So we've really only been doing it pretty much since, I would say, middle of March, April.
Yeah, right at 6 months.
And it's grown exponentially.
Yeah, I've noticed that. It's because I was telling a friend of mine that started advertising on the show, and I said, if you really want to do this, you need to give this lady a call.
Yes.
Yeah, because, you know, I think it's different. I mean, cattle's different than other parts of the agriculture business, but it's all got to help.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I've been surprised at who we've reached. You know, you wonder sometimes if you're just watching, you know, getting people that are liking your page because they just want to follow you or whatever.
But like
but truly, we are getting people like the catalog requests that we get and people that want to be on our mailing list. I mean, I'm truly getting people that are, you can tell, cattle people. Yeah. I mean, it's not just people that want to follow you. It's
Are you getting calls from people that you never got calls from before?
I got a guy from North Dakota called, and he'd been following us, and they're hoping to come to the sale this year.
Right.
So, and then Georgia, I mean, all over. I mean, of course, we'd you know, covered quite a few states in the past in our sales, but it's quite a, I mean, it's grown a bunch since we've started.
Oh, that's good news. So, what's up with Randy's Corner? What started that?
ranch talk with Randy.
Randy's Corner.
Yeah, it's okay.
Same thing.
That's Sarah. She wanted to do that, and so it's. I mean, I don't know. I'm not much of a talker, but she wanted me to talk about, you know, what we do and kind of get it out there, and it's. There's a lot of people like it, so it. I don't know. It's been
so
good.
So, see, what last week was what, tagging calves?
Yeah, we were putting sale tags in, and then we use a little metal tag that we put in there when they're born. We started using them in case like cold weather or something. It's just a little well and old Bangs tags.
Right,
it's got a number on it, and we can use them and not have to put a tag in their ear if it's real cold, and then they don't lose them as much. So we write that number in our book, and then if we need to make tags later and tag them, but we take those out and then put EIDs in them for the, because you got to have the 840 to go write health papers to go across the state line.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah. So, and then, the second sale, fall sale last year, it went really well. Right.
Yes.
And, what's different this year with the, is your stock increase? Is your quality?
They get better. I mean, we try to better them every year. I mean, I don't know. I had one guy that has been buying bulls from us since we started, and he told me the other day. He said they just keep getting better year after year, and he said I may not be able to afford them someday. But
that's why I asked that question, because I might have ran into the same guy. I don't think so, but he was talking about, he's a big Red Angus guy, and he said you know, I was asking him if he'd ever been out to you guys to sell, and he said, oh yeah, he said they're getting so much better, I'm not sure that I can afford that, but you know, afford one. But I hear that a lot on a lot of bull sales. We got the Schweitzer sale, the Davis sale, and some of those other sales. I hear that from a lot of guys every year, the last couple of years, especially with our market increasing. But they're always there, and they end up getting a bull. So it's, you know.
A good friend of mine told me a long time ago, always buy a good one, and you always have something to sell.
Exactly. Yeah. That's it. You know, a lot of guys want to buy the $3,000 bulls right now. It ain't happening. Yep. And the quality.
It shows.
The quality. How's the quality of, let's just talk about Red Angus. How's the quality of Red Angus come along in the last 10 years? Overall. Just not you, not just your cattle.
I mean, it's improved considerably. I mean, it's come up. I mean, from when we started, I mean, it's changed a bunch as far as, the bulls that you see, you know, that sell across the United States. I mean, the EPDs as far as growth and marbling and carcass, you know, they've changed. It's changed considerably.
Right.
And, you know, we keep trying to change with it as we go. And we got a lot of stuff coming up this spring that I'm really excited about too. So it's
for the spring sale.
Yeah, we got a lot of ET calves, and we've weaned them, and they look really good. I'm super excited about
them. Are you?
Yeah.
Are they in one of your videos?
No, not yet.
You know, the EPDs have really, you hear it more often now than you did 5 years ago or even 10 years ago. And you talk to some people, those EPDs, you know, they're not accurate. But then, you know, you need to go see that animal you're buying. And it's true. Oh, you always need to see the animal you're buying.
Yeah, we don't go strictly off the, I mean, we look at them pretty, you know, but I mean, they got to catch your eye, and you got to like the way they look and the way they move and their foot and you know, their feet's got to be really good. You know, they got to. But, you know, we don't – and then we go to the EPDs, and, you know, if that matches up with the animal, we're, you know, that's usually what we try to strive for as far as picking a bull.
Because true EPDs match up with the animal. I mean, when you have an animal that has extremely high EPDs sometimes, and you look at the animal and you're like,
yeah, I know. That's
so, I mean, you gotta, it'll tell.
It'll
tell later.
Yeah. Well, I think myself, one of the important things that looking at EPDs, not just because of the marbling, the ribeye size and all this, but the two things that stick out in my mind on some of the cattle we've had that those EPDs have been really close, maybe not right on, is bringing a bull in, this EPDs are really extremely high, and putting them with some cows that their milk production is not the greatest. I'm talking about making replacement heifers out of these cows, and it seems like it's not spot on, but the main thing on EPDs is the birth weight of the calves. You really know you're getting a heifer bull when you get one. I've never heard anybody say, I bought this bull here for my heifers because of the EPDs, and I've never heard, and I'll probably hear right now, but I did. I had low birth weights and I didn't have any issues. I've never heard any say, man, them calves come out 100 pounds. I've never heard that say.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what, I mean, you know, they're in the fall sale. I mean, most of these bulls are natural service. They're younger in that we turn out, you know, and put on wheat through the winter, and then we bring them in June and put them on feed. And most of them are just, you know, they're not out of some of the Kevin E. sires that we use for AI and what have you. But we do some Kevin E.'s bulls, but I don't get into it a lot because I don't want just all, you know, Kevin E.'s and light yearling, light weaning weights and what have you. We try to mix it up, you know, if we can. Ideally is a Kevin E.'s with lots of growth and big weaning weight, but it's sometimes that's hard to get. So anyway.
But he also concentrates on his heifers. We do pelvic measures and all that, and that's a huge that's just as important as a Kevin, you know, Kevin E.'s. I mean, you know, you want to know pelvic measure, and I mean that makes a big difference.
Right.
So we concentrate on our females, and I mean he culls them pretty hard.
I think 65 is about our cutoff as far as pelvic when we pelvic measure. If they can't have a, you know, there's a equation, and you know what, you go off the weight of the heifer at the time, and then they measure them with the tool, and if they can't have a 65 pound calf, well then that's usually where we cut them out.
They're out of here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got to take a break and we'll come right back with them. I'm speaking with Randy and Crystal McIntyre, the McIntyre Red Angus sales coming up this a week from today at 1 o'clock. We'll be right back after this.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
You're so busy out on the farm, you don't run into town unless you absolutely have to. The folks on the east side of Wheeler make it easier for you to stay on the farm. They'll deliver high-pro feed in bulk to your place. They deliver bulk feed in 5 states. They're used to it. But if you're in town, stop in and ask about lick tubs and talk to them about fertilizer. They've got plenty of that too. Your cattle and crops don't have better friends than the folks at the Wheeler General Store. Sure, they're on Facebook, but mostly they're on Highway 152 on the east side of Wheeler. That's Wheeler General Store.
So if your farmer need a hose built, you can come in, we'll build it. Oilfield customer and need us to come out and see you, we'll come out and see you and take an order or pick up a hose, build it, bring it back to you. Solves that problem. I'm Brock Kalk and my company is American Hose and Supply. We sell all types of industrial hose and fittings, oilfield or agriculture. You needed a hose like yesterday, we will stop what we're doing. And if we got to go to our Oklahoma City shop and get it, we'll do that. And I've done that for a lot of my customers. The business I've done with the oil field, they got to see your face. Whether it's weekly, biweekly, monthly, whatever the customer prefers, that's what we're going to do. We sell all types of industrial hose and fittings. In the oil field, sometimes you get a call for a crazy, hey, can you get this? And you go find it for them. American Hose and Supply. Come by and see us at 2111 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma, in Camrock Building next to Fred's.
Or call 303-1123.
solves that problem.
Hey folks, this is EJ Gredeman with ASCO Equipment out of Elk City, Oklahoma. If you need rental equipment, I got your back. From excavators to wheel loaders, telehandlers, and forklifts, we rent the brands that you know and trust. With flexible terms, responsible service, and expert support, we're here to keep your job on track. Need equipment? We're on it here at ASCO Equipment. Visit ASCOEQ.com or stop by our Elk City branch, 513 West 20th here in Elk City, Oklahoma, or you can just give me a call, 580-243-9233. Appreciate it, folks, and y'all have a blessed day.
Presenting Again Fling's Love Story. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus this morning when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. Alas, I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Try Gain Flings with OxyBoost and Febreze.
There's some great cattle to be had at Sweetwater. The third annual McIntyre Red Angus Fall event is Monday, October 6th at 1 p.m., featuring 51 registered age advantage bulls. Also selling 85 top-shelf commercial Red Angus AI bred heifers due in January and February, plus 14 registered open heifers. View the sale online at cci.live. For sale info, go to mcintyreredangus.com. A lot of great cattle is for sale the first Monday in October. The third annual McIntyre Red Angus Fall event, Monday, October 6th, 1 p.m. at Sweetwater.
We do a ton of wholesale work with your mechanic shops, but it's also the DIY guy that has Saturday afternoon off. He comes in Saturday morning, picks up his stuff, and works on his pickup. It's a wide range of people. It can vary from the biggest shop in town to the smallest shop in town to your guy that works in his garage on the weekend.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Here is your Southwestern Oklahoma Ag Weather Update brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden there in Hobart, America. And that Mesonet site's down. Let me switch one. I'll just go to Hobart real quick. Yeah, Hobart's is up. 83 degrees at Hobart, 82 is what it feels like. Dew point 55, humidity 39, 1.14 inches of rain in the last 10 days, 3-day average, 4-inch bare soil temperature, 77, sunset at 7:25, 84 and cloudy today, cloudy and 64 tonight. Tomorrow, warmer, 86 degrees and mostly sunny. Crystal and Randy McIntyre are in here in the studio with me today, and we are talking about the McIntyre Red Angus Fall Sale coming up. You guys are excited, aren't you? I can tell. No, Crystal had quit smiling since we started talking about it. So let's talk a little bit about the bulls that's coming up.
Yes, sir. Which one?
Which one do you want to talk about? You want to talk about the one I picked?
Yeah, yeah. We can talk about him.
Yeah,
yeah.
Notice like, he doesn't.
Is that number 13?
He pretty much just knows it. It's 13.
Yeah, 13. Yeah, let's talk about number 13. I picked the 4MC Chisholm 4213.
Yep.
Did I do a good pick?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's a nice kid. His mother, I love her. She's super stout and just, you know, incredible out of the blockout bull and just an all-around good bull that that's functional and got a lot of red meat in him. So.
Yep. Pick another one, Crystal.
Well... You can't go wrong. We have, I've always been a big fan of the Prowler bulls. That was a bull that we had purchased. You know, lot one is a good bull. I hate to say it, but Randy's the one that sees them every day. I'm just the paperwork girl, so yeah. He needs to be.
Yeah, but you know what? It's just like I've learned the last 4 years with Jimmy and Deb Davis.
Uh-huh.
Deb knows more about him than Jimmy because she does the paperwork.
Yeah, I'll always be like, oh, that's so-and-so. I couldn't pick them. I can pick them out of the pasture, some of them, but...
So is Prowler your original line?
No.
Okay.
King of Cowboy, or Cowboy Kind was
okay.
Kind of... That was one of the first big bulls that we bought years ago, and
okay.
And he, you know, he's... That's where a lot of our cows, you know, they go back to him, and then we just, you know, we'll... Every year, we'll add a kind of something different, but here a few years ago, we bought the... This Prowler bull, and he's done a really good job. He puts a, I mean, every bull, I mean, you can even when they're calves, you can tell. I mean, we do DNA on all these bulls and the enhanced, genomic testing. And I mean, all of these calves, I mean, you can pick them out in the pen or in the pasture either. I mean, they've got a real striking look to them that just.
So that's why she likes all the prowler. You
know, I mean, they just really, they show off. I mean, they really show off. I mean, there's a video that Sarah done on lot 7 and every time he stops, he just poses just instantly.
He knows he's good.
Yep.
Let's Chisholm line. Where'd that come from?
It come from Weber up in Wisconsin.
Okay.
Yep. Same. He come from the same place as Prowler. He's out of a different cow than Prowler is. So.
Okay. Pick one. Crystal, let's
go. Okay, let's just go. You want to talk about any of the heifers? We're going
to
go to my favorite bull, which is actually Chloe Sue's bull. The kids have a few of their own herd that is in their name and just have grown. And actually, so lot 7 is Chloe's bull, and he's the one that just prances around and just acts like he knows he's king of the cock. You know, he just poses, but he can back it up too. I mean, if you look at his numbers, and then, like Randy says, just watching him walk.
And the maternal side of him, his mother and grandmother are still producing. His mother's 10, and his grandmother, she was a 13
okay.
model. So, I mean, they're both still in production.
Yeah, still doing good.
Yeah.
What's the oldest cow you got on the place, do you know?
I guess 16.
Okay.
So. Yep.
If they're taken care of, they'll go for a long time.
Oh,
yep.
They're good mothers.
I probably wouldn't get rid of her this year, but she just don't have much. There's not much teeth. She don't have many teeth left. So
it's pretty smooth.
Anyway, but so.
Do you have both types of pasture land or soil in your pastures out there? Do you have red shale and sand, or is that all sand out there?
We've got everything. We got black dirt, sand, red rock.
Have you noticed any difference, any cows being on sand versus the red dirt, tighter ground on their teeth?
No, I don't. I mean,
probably nobody tracks that.
No,
probably.
Not as much. I mean, we hadn't noticed any. I mean, I think a cow, you run her on love grass all the time. I think sure enough we're off. But
right.
But we've got several places that's got mixed grass. You know, native and love grass, Bermuda grass, blue stem. So there's several different varieties. So anyway, but I hadn't noticed as far as.
So number 7 is your favorite?
Yes. I mean,
It's Chloe's?
No, not necessarily.
Where's Rance at today?
Well, Rance is, he took himself where he is showing at the Tulsa State Fair tomorrow. He has two prospect steers, and so he left early this morning and headed to Tulsa. So we're going to leave here and go up to Tulsa and make sure he's got all the work done. We're going to call and make sure he's got everything set up before we go.
Seeing that kid around and the way he operates, I bet he does have it done. What do you want to bet?
I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
He's set up. I called him on the way over here, and he's got everything set up and settled in, and he's all good. You probably don't have to worry about Rance.
No. He's probably got him a corn dog now.
Does he? Well, Rance, I'm not saying he doesn't smile, but at the antique tractor parade at Sayre this summer, that kid, that smile was twice as big as is that his thing? He likes that.
Oh yeah, he likes that. Yeah, he likes it. Old tractors and trucks, anything to do with farm equipment, he's all about. So
yeah, I could have painted a little makeup on him. He looked like a rodeo clown. I was watching him come down driving down the deal. But that old smile was big. So you guys are lucky. You got a couple of wonderful. Chloe and Rance are really good kids. And let's talk about those heifers you got.
Bred heifers.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're from a couple of our bull customers. And we try to buy the, they want to sell them, we'll try to buy their calves back and develop the heifers and then run the steers on wheat. And then they usually end up going to the feed yard and finishing them out. So, but the heifers are from two bull customers, and one of them from Dalhart and another from over at Wheeler, and we bought them as calves, and they've all been pelvic measured, and we AI'd them, and then we turned some McIntyre low birth weight bulls in with them to clean them up, and they're, I mean, really nice set of heifers. I mean, they just phenomenal. I mean, they're probably gonna make big old nice cows, and we've sold some of them heifers last year. There's one group, this is the first year for them, the ones that come from Dalhart, but they I've seen that guy's cows, and they're exceptional. So anyway,
right,
but yeah, they're the ones that we sold of that guy at Wheeler, I mean, they've done great, and the people that's bought them, they said they just made really nice cows. So,
anyway. Why the popularity in Red Angus in the last decade? Trick question, Randy.
I don't know it.
I love them.
They wasn't any around when we first bought ours. But I mean, anyway,
when I told some people that we sold every black we had, and went red, and you'd have thought. Don't take this wrong, but you'd have thought we were going to hell. You know, some people thought, oh, my God, what have you done? You know, what is this Red Angus? You know,
not a bad thing.
No, but there wasn't any around here.
Right.
You know?
They were.
But, you know, their disposition, their
heat tolerant.
Yeah. They're actually.
That was going to be my question to you. You hear these people say, when your black cows are under the shade tree, ours are out grazing.
Yeah.
We've had one guy that come and looked at bulls, and that's when he's been running black bulls, and that's what he said. You know, he said every time we go out there, he said they're shaded up, and he said they're gonna switch to some red bulls. So hopefully we'll get them converted.
Well, my favorite thing to do at a restaurant that says, and people, I've said this two or three times on my show, they're going, oh, here he goes again. So I was in a restaurant on the state line at Idaho and Oregon. And we went in there with my buddy, was on the Oregon side. And the lady come up, and it's a steakhouse, and it says, certified Angus beef. Mm-hmm. And I asked her, I said, is this red Angus or black Angus? Mm-hmm. I'll get back with you.
Yeah.
You can't tell.
No. You can't.
Yeah, no. I need to buy a couple calves off you guys and feed them out and get them processed. See if I can tell the difference.
There you go.
The steaks are amazing. I mean, yeah. We have people that we do sell some, you know, that buy beef or whatever, do it off hanging weight, and you know, they're repeat customers. They keep coming back, and they're great steaks. I mean,
right. I had a half a dozen red Angus cows mixed with my. Black Angus cows down at Willow one year, and I had one red cow. It was the best mama in the world. 4 years in a row, she had twins, and she raised them both.
Mm-hmm.
There were no issues.
Yep. Yeah.
And when you took them to the sale, nobody knew they were twins. I
told you they're good mamas.
Oh, no, they are. I'm not going to lie. She was the best mama I ever had. Yeah. And I'm not going to lie about it. Yeah. All right, well, we got a couple minutes left. Let's talk about location, schedule, and the whole works. I'll let you do that, Crystal.
Okay. Well, the sale will be, you know, there at the ranch in Sweetwater. It's located north of Sweetwater. It's, you know, the address is in the catalog, or you can get it online or Facebook or whatever. It's just a couple miles north of Sweetwater. The bulls will be, you know, ready for viewing, you know, all weekend. You can come out, you know, any day, really, anytime. If you want to come out Wednesday, there. I mean, now, just call
you gotta get
or
back
show
from
up.
Tulsa.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And even if we're gone, you know, to Tulsa, we'll tell you where they are, you know, that's how we operate, you know, we're not hiding anything. So, you know, you can come see the bulls anytime. There's videos online. You can go to our Facebook page and see the videos. You can see the videos on our website. You know, the videos are there for you to view and watch them. The sale will take place on CCI Live, you know, it has a app, it's a great program. You know, I would register before just so you'll have everything going. But the sale will be on CCI Live, and the sale will start Monday at 1:00. But come out, view the bulls that morning, hang out with us. We'll feed you free lunch. It's usually a ribeye sandwich and some trim, you know, some salads on the side and some homemade desserts. So I have a great team that helps me cook, and we'll take care of you.
Well, you got, and then Bonham.
Yeah.
Mr. Steve Bonham is going to be your auctioneer.
Colonel.
Colonel. Colonel. I won't call him that. But there's a, so if you're listening from, because I know we go out, the show goes all the way up in the panhandle of Oklahoma and parts of Kansas. There is good accommodations at Elk City and Sayre for a room if you want to get a room and stay the night before. And then, like she said, you can go to their website, which is McIntyreRedAngus.com. Is that right?
Yes.
And right. Or go to their, go check their Facebook page out. I'm not lying TikTok. About what's happening in the happened since March with Sayre taking doing all their stuff. Their videos are so cool. My favorite one is when you guys were loading out calves to go to the feedlot. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That drone, when you guys were loading the cattle up on the pots, and it was really cool.
Yep.
Awesome. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, it is.
Yep. And then check out Randy with his little commentaries once a week. But there's a good one. But yeah, 1 o'clock a week from today. Since Crystal said it was okay, I'm going to be out there.
Yeah, we'd be glad to have you.
And if you want to be interviewed, come find me. I'm your man. So, Randy and Crystal, thank you so much for coming on today.
Oh, no, thanks for having us.
And good luck with Rance at Tulsa State Fair.
Appreciate it.
At the Tulsa State Fair. All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow.
With Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Friday night at the dance. That's what comes.